Radio Prague News.
The governing coalition is determined to push ahead with proposed salary cuts for all constitutional officials in 2011. Czech ministries are preparing to lay off some 6,000 employees within the government's austerity measures. And the health minister, Leoš Heger, has expressed himself in favour of more direct payments from patients. The governing coalition is determined to push ahead with a proposed 5% salary cut for all constitutional officials in 2011, despite the likelihood that the decision may be taken to court. The proposed cut would affect the incomes of MPs, senators, judges and the president. The Constitutional Court recently invalidated a 4% reduction in the salary of judges, effected in 2010 on the grounds that it was unconstitutional and undermined judicial independence. The centre-right coalition government, which has approved extensive austerity measures with the aim of balancing the state budget by 2016, says it is unethical to exempt the country's top officials from the cost-cutting measures. Czech ministries are preparing to lay off some 6,000 employees by the end of the year within the government's austerity package. The redundancies will affect not only administrative workers, but police officers and firefighters. The biggest layoffs should take place at the Interior Ministry, the Ministry of Social Affairs and the Ministry of Finance, which are all cutting approximately 20% of staff. Labour offices are preparing for the upsurge in job seekers. The Health Minister, Leoš Heger, has expressed himself in favour of more direct payments from patients. The minister said that in view of the current economic situation, patients should be asked to contribute to standard care, which is currently financed by health insurance companies. He said he saw no reason why patients should not pay for a standard filling at the dentist and has suggested that a patient's contribution towards a day in hospital could be increased from 60 to 100 crowns. Former Deputy Health Minister Marek Schneider of the Civic Democrats has expressed support for the idea, saying that on average, Czechs still fork out more for alcohol and cigarettes than they pay for health care. A truck driver who injured 2 5-year-olds after failing to stop at a crossing for a group of kindergarten children is to be charged with causing grievous bodily harm through negligence. Although the driver had not been drinking, the vehicle was in poor technical condition, and experts say the brakes must have been giving him trouble for some time. A 5-year-old girl remained in serious condition with head injuries. Witnesses said the two teachers accompanying the group of children prevented a much bigger tragedy by pulling as many of them as they could to the side of the road. Tens of thousands of people attended the 10th annual NATO Days at Ostrava's Moshnov Airport over the weekend. The two-day event is slated to be the biggest air military and security show in Central Europe, with military hardware exhibitions, police and rescue technology and dynamic shows of special units. One of the biggest attractions this year is the legendary heavy strategic bomber B-52 Stratofortress of the United States Air Force. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be partly cloudy to overcast with scattered showers and day temperatures between 14 and 18 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.